Good evening. You're watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Orsia Flum. Thanks for joining us. The quick-built wire wall on the Hungarian border was ruined again by the migrants coming from Serbia. Our correspondent reported on the spot. The migrants cut the wired fence and tried to cross into Hungary, placing clothes and sleeping bags on the wire, avoiding injury. There is an ongoing and massive wave of immigrants walking on the rails into Hungary at Ruska, where there is actually no fence. The National Police Headquarters sent 25 investigators to Csongrád County to reinforce the fight against human traffickers. Minister of Interior Sándor Pintér approved the idea of the National Chief of Police to set up new border patrol units. There is more and more tension among the migrants at the Eastern Railway Station in Budapest. There were several scrimmages for food and for tents in the underpass, and one of the migrants even attacked the journalist.
Migrants argue over a tent space at the transit zone at Keleti train station. And there's pushing and shoving when food is handed out as well. The footage shown was recorded by Napi Gazdaság's show called Sea Point.
Hey, what are you doing?
A migrant attacked a reporter at Keleti train station. The crew was filming about migrants when a woman started yelling at them, then grabbed a shoe and threw it at the journalist. The situation in the capital is more and more tense each day. Many migrants seem to have set up camp for the long term in transit zones. They wash their clothes, hang them out to dry, and eat here. They say they'll move on in a few days.
Maybe which taxi, maybe which bus, I don't know.
Pedestrians are mostly unhappy about the litter they leave behind. They don't value anything they receive, for example, food and everything. The other day I was in Budapest and I saw that they filled the trash cans with sandwiches and loaves of bread, said Mr. Hegedűs. And for the elderly and disabled, the elevator that's been closed for days makes it difficult to get around. They shut the elevator off originally because migrants were constantly using it pointlessly. Because of the increased migrational pressure, the Office of Immigration and Nationality has hired 485 new employees to tend to immigration-related tasks and for the maintenance of reception centers. The office has officially registered more than 130,000 refugee status requests this year so far.
Nearly 1,000 new foreign students start their university studies at the University of Debrecen. Most of them study medicine. 10% of university students, that is about 3,000 students, are from outside of Hungary. That is significant income not only for the educational institution, but for the town as well.
From now on, studying is your most important task, said this foreign med school student while giving his lecture. The theoretical building's largest lecture hall was filled to the brim with new students. They arrived to the University of Debrecen from Nigeria, Iran, Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and even from South Korea for the new semester.
It's a large school, and I like large school because I like to ride bicycles or skateboard a lot, and there are a lot of places that I can do those things. And since it's a very quiet place...
Most foreign students studying here want to become doctors or dentists. The University of Debrecen has altogether 50 accredited courses in English to choose from. 10%, about 3,000 of the students at the university, arrive from different countries. Their tuition fees are significant income for the university. Foreign students' tuition covers about 10% of the university's budget, and they spend even more money in the city in the form of everyday purchases, rent, and any services they need, said László Janai. The new students are currently taking part in a two-week accelerated Hungarian language course before the start of the semester in September. Its goal is to try to help students get on better in their daily life in the foreign environment they've arrived to.
Promising researchers, engineers, or mathematicians of the future are among those young fellows who have been provided opportunities by the Talent Bridge program in the last 3 years. More than 35,000 young people have joined the program during the 3 years.
David Markus shows the steps to performing CPR with the help of one of his pupils. And here we can see the same thing on a dummy. The 19-year-old med student has been running his first aid instructor company for a year now. He says that he is committed to teaching the basics of CPR because anyone can save a life before medics arrive to the scene with the help of the technique. I decided that I won't stop until there is not one person left in Hungary who can't lose their consciousness without knowing that someone will be able to perform CPR on them if necessary, explained the managing director of the company. David was able to start his own company with the help of the Talent Bridges program. Thanks to the EU project, young talents received 3.2 billion forints, about 10 million euros in the past 3 years. According to our newest poll, around 80% of the population in Hungary thinks that caring for talent is the motor of our success and is also one of our most important investments, said Péter Bajor. 35,000 young talents were selected to take part in the recently ended three-year program. Additionally, 15,000 teachers received training in recognizing talents early on. I find it very important that we use European Union funding for other things, not just different parts of the economy, but for example, talented young people, said Katalin Novák. Talented young people will have the chance to apply to similar programs once again starting this September. The National Talent Program has announced 2.8 billion forints, almost 9 million euros worth of financial support for talents in the upcoming school year.
Hard, semi-hard, or lactose-free cheese made from cow or sheep's milk can be found in the National Cheese Contest of European Nations. The qualification started on Monday. 17 countries are competing for the honor of becoming the favorite cheese of Hungary.
Visitors enthusiastically taste the variety of cheeses of different nations in a shopping mall in Budapest. However, when it comes to buying, most of the audience votes for traditional Hungarian flavors. Hungarians also make very good cheeses. To mention a few, the Óvári or Trapista cheese, there are several types, from Pannonhalma or Hajdúság. These are also delicious, said István Csaba. The cheese contest was organized for the past 3 years in order to draw the attention of the Hungarian public to the traditional and centuries-old European cheese varieties. We're not a huge cheese country. The most part of cheese consumption, which is usually quite low, so about 80% of it is Trapista cheese. It'd be great to change that, and this event is one way to do just that, said the organizer of the contest. Hungary entered the competition with its traditionally matured Abbey cheese called Páter from the 19th century. Sweet and salty flavors mix in it. Around that time, dairy products were made of raw milk without adding microbiological color cultures. But based on the descriptions that remain, we tried to create a culture combination for the cheese that brings back what we think that taste and aroma was like, said Gábor Bognár. The title of Hungarian favorite cheese will be awarded to one of 17 countries' cheeses by September 8th. Tasters can vote for their favorite cheese on the event's website. The award ceremony will be on the last day of the Buda Castle Wine Festival on September 13th.
Nearly 90,000 visitors are being expected for the Youth Days of Szeged during 6 days. Visitors can meet and listen to the cream of the Hungarian musicians at the summer closing music festival.
The Youth Days of Szeged opened its gates a few minutes after 2 p.m. on Monday. Hundreds were waiting to finally go in. Some already arrived at dawn. We got here at 3 a.m. We were the first ones and no one else arrived until 8 a.m. We didn't have anything else to do last night, and since a festival isn't a festival without camping, we set up our tent right here, said a visitor. Before entering the festival grounds, bags are inspected. Police were also present at the gates, calling visitors' attention to safely enjoying the festival. They handed out cups with tops on them to remind them not to spike their drinks with drugs and to pay attention to their drinks. If anyone were to put something in my cup, it'd be really bad if I ended up in the hospital, said this young man. Final touches were being added in the early afternoon on the stages so that concerts could start at 4 p.m. For the first time this year, the Youth Days of Szeged will last for 6 days. Almost 200 performers will entertain participants on 5 different stages. The best of the Hungarian musical scene will be present. Giving concerts, among others, will be Ákos, Punyani Masszív, Bori Péterfi, Anna and the Barbies, and Ruskaya, for example.
That's all for now from our team here at N1. We'll be back tomorrow night around the same time. Don't forget to join us and watch Hungary Reports. My colleague Koinoko will be waiting. Thanks for being with us tonight. Take care. Good night.